Chapelboro.com presents High School Football with Matt Paul. Tune in each week for special interviews, stats, highlights, and gridiron talk with players and coaches. And tune in each Friday night to 97.9 FM, WCHL, and Chapelboro.com for two local high school football games. And now, here's your host, Matt Paul.
It occurs to me a little introductions are in order for myself. This is just the second show. So I'm from Long Island, moved out to California, got my BA in journalism from Sacramento State, and worked for the great Mark Tennis of Cal High Sports for nearly a decade, and interned at Sacramento Bee as well. Giving you really quick, things are never that quick or simple, but I eventually moved back to Long Island, substitute taught at Riverhead High School, and did a lot of work there, public address announcing and a lot of other stuff for sports. Worked for Newsday's high school sports publication, High Five, remembering the name of it. My lovely wife and I, though, visited North Carolina and decided it was a place to be. I contacted WCHL about 12 times or so. Eventually got a nice steak lunch out of it and a little bit of a podcast here, too. So here I am. Excited to be here, high school football with Matt Paul. More importantly, for show number two, here are Pittsburgh Northwood's terrific junior tandem. You guys are both juniors, right? Right. Of quarterback Ty Pinnix and wideout Jalen Smith. Ty, you threw for nearly 300 yards with three touchdowns in the opener that went over East Chapel Hill. What was the key to your success?
We just went with the strategy that our coach gave us and took what the defense gave us. And they played up on us and tried to blitz me, so we hit them with a quick pass over across the middle and just ran it and hit them with a few deep ones and started off the game with the second play with a deep pass, and I think that's what changed the tempo from the beginning.
Was that a pass to Jalen because he was wide open? Was that you?
Yep, that was him.
That was fantastic and really had to, boy, right away something's happening. It's like, these coaches know what they're doing, huh? They seemed out of sync right from the beginning, and you guys took advantage of that right from the beginning, too. Ty, how did Jalen, who's sitting right next to you, play into your success with those two touchdown catches?
He really went and got the ball after I threw it to him. I mean, I know he's fast. He can jump, so I just put the ball out there for him and let him make plays. But, yeah, he's a great wideout. He's like, he's a main target, the one I look for the most, and he's a special one.
And in game one, it certainly worked out, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did.
Jalen, could you tell in practices before game action kicked in that you guys would have a special working relationship?
Yeah, I did. With coaches, how the plays were made out, he would have specific people, and with that specific play, I knew that the ball was coming to me right from the play call, and so I took advantage of that, beat the defender, and made our quarterback look good. So
you guys made each other look good. What do you, I was going to ask Coach Hall a question, but he's not available at the moment, but I'll ask you guys, what do you see ahead for you guys? You must be pretty excited about what's ahead for the season.
Yeah, I mean, we're all, as a team, we're all looking forward to going to the state championship this year. We're trying to get revenge on from last year from getting knocked out from St. Paul's. But, yeah, we're just looking towards the bigger goal, which is state championship, and just making our season look good and have a winning season this year.
And setting lofty goals for yourself, it sounds like. And I got to say, too, your names are fantastic. Ty Pinnix, a great name for you. Do you take a little bit of hard time on that from some of your teammates and stuff? For your name, it's a great name, I think.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes they like to go and make fun of me about my middle name sometimes, Randell.
But so, Ty Randell.
Tyverion Randell Pinnix.
Pinnix, okay. You want to say something, don't you, Jalen? But you know where the ball's coming from next week, so you don't want to get too crazy, huh?
Yeah. But, I mean, I've known him for a while because we're both cousins, so.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah. I did not know that. I was going to ask if you guys had some classes together and stuff like that.
We're both cousins. We have AVID together, so we became really close over high school years and middle school for playing basketball. So we have a family connection. We get along really good, so that's good on the field.
Yeah, it certainly has worked out well so far. So, guys, I appreciate you being a part of my second podcast here, High School Football with Matt Paul. This was, again, Matt Paul with Northwood's Ty Pinnix and Jalen Smith. Here with Northwood football coach Bill Hall as part of the GRID, Rand Northam's High School Football Preview Show on WCHL. Coach, first for a happy recap, as a Mets broadcaster used to say, on the season opener. What went so right in your team's 39-14 win over East Chapel Hill?
Well, for the most part, we had a lot of big plays and limited their big plays. They did have two big plays, but Ty threw the ball really well. Jalen had some good catches. Both running backs ran the ball really well, and that was the story of the game. We played well up front on both sides of the ball. So.
And one other area, special teams. Did you block two punts in the first half?
We got a hand on two punts, so yeah, I guess we did block two punts.
And that's pretty nice way to start the season too,
it
huh?
Is. It is, and we emphasize special teams. We do some part of our special teams program every day in practice, so we emphasize it a lot.
And the one play, East Chapel Hill kind of had a funk in that first half. I think you'd agree with that. They didn't touch the one punt, I believe, and you guys returned it 80-something yards.
Yeah, that was a field goal attempt they had, and it laid there on the ground, and we're hollering our guys to pick it up and go, and the officials were just kind of looking at each other, and finally Michael Queen picked it up and almost went to the house with it, but we were able to score two plays later.
A great way to start the game, for sure, early on. However, one thing I would note was, despite how things went in the first half, you guys really outplayed them and had the turnover advantage, if you will. Still only 14-7 at one point. They're in it. Did that frustrate you at all, or did you say, hey, you know, look, we're really dominating, but we're only up 14-7?
Yeah, and that was one of the big plays that they got. They had, like I said, they had two big plays. They got one right before halftime to get down there and put it in the end zone, but we responded with the long pass to Jalen and then Castro making the field goal. So we did have a little momentum going into halftime, up 17-7.
And actually talking to some East Chapel Hill players, that did take some of the momentum away. They mentioned it as well. Tough to find them, but what areas could use some improvement after the opener? Coaches will find them.
Well, we got to get better. You know, that's what we've been preaching since Monday morning. We got to get better in all aspects of the game. And we can't be satisfied. I believe East Chapel Hill is going to win some ball games, but, you know, we're in a very tough conference, so I think we got to continue to get better in all aspects of the game.
I know one thing I'm going to do or not going to do is ask you to look too far ahead because your schedule is pretty rough. Excuse that school bell there. What do you know about this week's opponent, Southern Lee?
Southern Lee's very athletic. They are very athletic, very well coached. I mean, they a lot like East Chapel Hill. They got a new coach coming in, new enthusiasm. Very well coached, a very athletic quarterback's dangerous, a lot like East Chapel Hill's. So, you know, we're going to have to play ball.
Okay, that's great. I appreciate the input on your time, Coach Hall, and we'll talk to you again next week as part of the Rand Northam's High School Football Preview Show here on WCHL and chapelborough.com. And thanks again for listening.
You've been listening to High School Football with Matt Paul exclusively on chapelborough.com. Tune in next week for more Gridiron Talk and each Friday night to hear your favorite team on the gridiron. Visit chapelborough.com's Championship Sports High School Football page for schedules and results.